With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Associated Press looks at the numbers behind Donald Trump's election win. Jennifer King reports.
According to an Associated Press analysis, in 2024, Trump got 2.5 million more votes than he did 4 years ago. And the president-elect won a bigger percentage of the vote in each of the 50 states and Washington, D.C.
This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before.
Kamala Harris received 7 million fewer votes than Joe Biden did in 2020. Trump cut into the vote total in urban swing state counties that have been traditional Democratic strongholds. A nationwide survey by AP VoteCast found that Trump won a larger share of Black and Latino voters than he did in 2020, most notably among men under age 45. Jennifer King, Washington.
A suspected animal rights extremist wanted for a pair of bombings in California and on the run for 20 years has been arrested in Britain.
The National Crime Agency says Daniel Andreas Sandiego, one of the FBI's most wanted fugitives, faces extradition after being taken into custody Monday in northern Wales. Sandiego is charged with planting 3 bombs in the San Francisco area in 2003, one on the campus of a biotechnology company and the other at a nutritional products company. A group called Revolutionary Cells Animal Liberation Brigade claimed responsibility for the bombings, citing the company's ties to Huntington Life Sciences. Huntington was targeted by animal rights extremists because of its work with experimental drugs and chemicals on animals. I'm Mike Hempen.
The ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants has begun as a region on edge wonders whether it will hold. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points, the Nasdaq rose 119. This is SRN News. British lawmakers will vote on assisted suicide.
Parliament has settled on Friday for debate and a decision on a controversial measure that will allow people to legally seek the aid of a doctor in taking their own life. Evangelical leaders, British clergy, former prime ministers, and advocates for the elderly and the disabled are all urging a no vote. They warn that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the most vulnerable people in society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new data from Tufts University, a lot of pro-choice voters still cast their ballot for President Trump on Election Day. The study finds in most states, young people overwhelmingly supported pro-abortion ballot measures even while voting for Trump at the top of the ticket. Adults ages 18 to 29 overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion referendums even as they voted for Trump. This is SRN News. A Louisiana judge has halted plans for state agencies to forcibly remove homeless encampments in New Orleans by Thanksgiving.
A restraining order blocks the state police and two other agencies from evicting homeless people from their encampments in New Orleans or confiscating their property without following city laws and due process. Governor Jeff Landry had warned that he would intervene if city officials did not remove a large homeless encampment by Thanksgiving. City officials objected, saying it would disrupt efforts to secure stable housing for the homeless. Rich Thomason reporting.
A second Massachusetts community has reached a deal with its striking teachers union, leaving just one city left to hammer out a final agreement. The Marblehead School Committee and the Marblehead Education Association announced they've reached tentative agreements. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.